Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. FCC Chairman Michael Powell, son of Colin, resigned January 21st, ending his four-year reign. Powell will be known for relaxing restrictions on media ownership, but clamping the vice on the FCC's indecency penalties. Last year, they slapped CBS with a record $550,000 fine for Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. Meanwhile, it's becoming more and more obvious, to me at least, that the mainstream media are serving as little more than a mouthpiece for those in power. When the news and culture of the day are controlled by fewer and fewer hands, it's only natural they be used as a propaganda arm of the elite. Trouble is, the FCC, which was set up to police this sort of abuse, is now controlled by the same bunch of people. The elite and the government have become one and the same. In June 2003, Powell led the drive to roll back ownership regulation. In a partisan 3-2 vote, he and two other Republicans voted to allow companies to own as many as three stations in the largest markets. They also voted to drop a 20-year ban on cross-ownership, so now one company can own newspapers, TV channels, and radio outlets in the same market. In addition, now a company can acquire enough TV stations to reach 45% of the American market, up from a 35% cap. But deregulation isn't the only reason we have such miserable, butt-kissing news coverage. In October 1977, Carl Bernstein wrote in the Rolling Stone that more than 400 American journalists worked for the CIA, and this cozy arrangement had been going on for 25 years. Sources told Bernstein that the New York Times was one of the CIA's closest media collaborators. A couple of months later, the Times, perhaps wanting to spread the blame, revealed that more than 800 news and public information organizations and individuals had participated in the CIA's covert subversion of the media. This was the infamous Project Mockingbird, which prompted a probe by Senate investigators led by Idaho's own Frank Church. However, this probe was curtailed at the insistence of William Colby and George H.W. Bush. From Myth of Liberal Media, posted at Democratic Underground, I gleaned that the embarrassment of this exposure prompted the right to form its own private network to replace Operation Mockingbird. They came up with the Cato Institute. Board members include Rupert Murdoch of Fox and AT&T/TCI's John Malone. Another big contributor to Cato is Viacom, which owns CBS. The Cato Institute serves the purpose of infusing the media with right-wing propaganda. So now, instead of actually placing network executives, editors, reporters, and pundits on the CIA payroll, they're now members of right-wing think tanks. The sparkling light on this muddy sea of lies is the growing power of independent media. Community radio stations, like Radio Free Moscow, are springing up across the country. More and more people are dumping TV news for the Internet. The Pew Research Center for the People and the Press conducted a study in 2004. They asked youth which was preferable, TV or the Internet. 75% preferred the Internet. 15% preferred TV. That's good news for truly independent journalists, bloggers, and regular people like you and me who want to make a difference by becoming the media. It's never been so important to wrest the information flow monopoly from the jaws of corporate power. As Jacqueline Marcus wrote for Common Dreams, there can be no real democracy if information is controlled, manipulated, and censored. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.